Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Tammy Patzer, and I'm really excited because today we're going to be speaking with Intharani Arul. And Intharani, I've known her for a few years, and she has a very interesting background. But today we're going to actually be taking a deeper dive into her role as the chapter president of the Women of Global Change. And she is in Vancouver, British Columbia. Let me just tell you a little bit about Intharani. She is, let's say, an incredible human being, and she wears many, many hats. So, first of all, she's an ambassador, heart-centered human relations leader, inspirational speaker, author, and founder of Soul Path Discovery. And she has divine gifts, and her goal in life is to empower single parents, healthcare professionals, teachers, and anyone seeking to become authentic, heart-centered leaders. Throughout her life, she has encountered many struggles and challenges. And from a very young age, she cared for her blind mother. And then as she grew up, she's actually volunteered and she has worked with the elderly and young people, and she's won many awards for all of this dedication. Along her journey of self-discovery, she found the Trivedi Effect or Trivedi Healers Program, where she became a scientifically validated and evidence-based life force healer. Intharani firmly believes that every person has the potential for growth and positive change, and that she understands the importance of raising your consciousness and connecting with your unique soul path so that you can leave an everlasting legacy of service to humanity. So, with that little bit of background, let's go ahead and dig in and let's start, Intharani. I'll let you tell us a little bit more about your background.
Of course. I grew up in a home with, it was a cultural, very, very cultural. My father was at work a lot of times and most of the time. And I grew up with a mother who was diabetic. She became blind and suffered from mental health. And I lived in this environment. And being the oldest daughter in the family, it was my responsibility to do the cooking, the cleaning, and all that sort of stuff. And one day, when I was caring for my mother, I was about the age of 9, and I had just prepared lunch, went to her room to get her to come and eat. However, she was in her bed unconscious. I tried to wake her up because I thought she was just sleeping, and she wouldn't wake up. I was terrified, and all I could do was I just kept trying to get her up. And then all I could think of doing was running to the back door, out the back door, and screaming because I had no idea what to do. And the neighbor stuck her head out the window and said, "What's wrong?" And so I told her, and she said, I told her my mom won't wake up. She said, call the ambulance. And I never used the phone before. And I was so nervous. My hand was like, I had a rotary phone and I was trying to turn that dial, and I was so nervous and so scared. And I finally managed to call 911. And then the nurse, the operator talked me through it, what to do. And she said, don't hang up or don't put the phone down. But I did. After she told, after she told me all the things to do, turn my mom on her side and all that sort of stuff, I did put the phone down because I didn't want to miss the ambulance. So I ran out the back to the front door and got, saw the ambulance and started jumping up and down so they wouldn't miss me. And they came in and took care of my mom. And that was really changed my life forever because it gave me the most incredible awareness. I was so terrified. And my father, like he said, you saved your mother's life. And I say, whatever happens in life is to always do whatever it takes because you too can save someone's life. And so I grew up with that, and it was just such a profound experience in my life. And I really came to love caring for other people. I learned how to, over time, I learned how to take care of my mom. I gave her injections, and because she was a diabetic. I also did a lot of volunteer work after that because I loved helping my mom. And at 16 years old, I did volunteer work at the hospital, at Vancouver General Hospital. And I learned so much from every person and they were elderly people. I mean, I was terrified getting to the hospital because I never took a bus before. But then I learned how to do that. And my heart would be racing regardless because I had anxiety. But I knew by helping other people, it was going to help me grow and learn. And so I just love the patients. I got to know them. And the part that really was hard for me was when they passed on. Because some of, they were in the long-term care ward. And I would spend time talking to them, getting to know them. Because every person has so much knowledge and wisdom, these elderly people, they did. And I learned so much from them, and it was such an incredible time in my life. And then I got into nursing school because the nurses said you'd make a great nurse. And so I did go into nursing school. However, my anxiety level was just overpowering. I remember I studied so hard for my exams, and I'd go to the exam and I forget everything because I was so nervous, and the practicum, my hands literally were shaking. I was perspiring. It was really challenging. And so I finally decided, I said, I can't do this. I need to take care of myself. I need to go and get myself some help here because I'm not going to be any good to help anybody else at this time. And so that's what I did. I ended up leaving nursing school. And then my father said to me, you either find yourself a paid job or you go to school. So I started looking for a paid job, and I found myself at this with the Community Living Society, and I was guided to a home. I was an hour and a half late for my orientation because I was looking for an institution, but it was a home. It was a By the time I got there, hour and a half later, it was a beautiful rancher-style home. And there was this young man sitting in a wheelchair in front of the home. And I said, hi. And he had his head down and he looked up. And I said, how are you? And then I walked towards the door and he just smiled. And I walked to the door and then I was oriented with the house once I got in. The assistant was there and showed me around the whole house, and I learned so much about this home. There was so many things they taught. They said you have to do the laundry, you have to do the cut the grass, you have to do all these books, medications, so many things. And I just was shocked. I was feeling overwhelmed because I didn't know how to take care of these men. And there were four men that lived in the house, and they were all had nonverbal communication systems, and were in wheelchairs. And 6 months into the job, they said, it was written, needs to communicate more. I was shocked because I thought I communicated quite well with the men because I got to know them. I really was comfortable with them, but it was the staff I was struggling with because I always felt like people, you know, judge, and they speak and they say things. And it was really, I really felt uncomfortable speaking up because I didn't want to get judged. And so it was in that moment that I realized in order to help another person, I needed to help myself first. So that's when I started my journey of starting. I took courses. I went to the Counselor Training Institute, thinking I was going for counseling. And I also ended up taking the course and graduating as a counselor. Which was an incredible experience because I learned I had struggled with low self-esteem, and which was a really great awareness for me. So I really took the time and you know, did all the courses, and I still was feeling nervous in groups because when we were having our staff meetings, I was still nervous. I still didn't feel comfortable speaking up. And so the instructor of the school, I said to him, I said, well, I'm still having trouble with groups. He suggested, well, why don't you try taking Toastmasters or Dale Carnegie? And so I said, okay, well, let me go and try one of these out. And I looked them up and I went to Dale Carnegie, Public Speaking and Human Relations Training. And it was so incredible. The journey was, anyways. When I first got there, I was standing in front of like 50, we had to do two speeches. One was an impromptu and one was a practiced. So each class. And I would stand up, and the very first time I stood up in front of everybody, I started speaking and I couldn't remember anything. I went blank. And I felt so bad, so embarrassed. I just want to run out the back door and never come back. But then I said, no, you're going to do this. You're going to come back and you're going to just keep trying. So I came back the next time. I was able to say a little bit more. And then I came back another time. and I was getting better. And I was so shocked because on the very last day, I was receiving, it was the highest, there's an award that was given for the highest award for achievement. And I practiced every single day. I would go home every day. I would just for hours on these speeches. And then on the final day, we all put our votes in for who we thought should get this award for the highest award achievement. And I was shocked because they call my name out. house. And I was just so grateful. I was so beyond grateful. It was in that moment that I realized the impact it was for me to speak and how it impacts other people's lives. And so that was when I realized I was on this journey to improve my ability to communicate, because I knew it was making a difference in other people's lives. And so that's how that went. And I was just, but when I came back to work, people were like, "You're a different person." they couldn't stop me from talking, because I just love, talking, because I learned so many skills. And I even had brought one of the individuals that I was supporting to teach the class, on the demonstration class, how to use a Bliss board and an e-tram. And they just loved it. And the individual that I was supporting, oh my gosh, he was so excited, because he was showing people how to use his system, his communication system. So it was just the most incredible experience of my life. And I actually received 2 awards in that class. It was the Crashing Through Award too that I got, as well as the highest award for achievement.
Really see that, because they voted for you because you started out at such a terrified state, and obviously with communication like that, you grew and blossomed. And people who don't know you, they would probably never know that you had those internal struggles of communicating. And I don't know if people realize, 9 years old, that's a pretty young person to take on such a big responsibility. And it's interesting that you were encouraged to become a nurse, and that was something that you'd actually been primed to do. But then the reality is, it wasn't nursing as much as this other aspect of yourself to help uplift people in the field of communication. That's what I'm getting from your story. Now, you have a really unique part of your journey, and that is you met Guruji Mahendra Trivedi, and actually have had the opportunity to work with him in different scientific experiments and in raising your consciousness. So can you tell me a little bit how Mr. Trivedi has affected your life?
Absolutely. I was so blessed. At the time before I met Guruji, I believe divine leads us everywhere. And when I was in 2004, my husband had passed away. I had an arranged marriage, and he had passed away. And actually 2003, let me go back a little bit. My mother had just passed away. And then 2004, 11 months later, my husband passed away. And I was left with this restaurant. I had a son at the time. He was 18 months old. And I had such a heavy load on my shoulders. I was so depressed. I didn't know what direction or anything. And it was just, it was terrifying. Every day was terrifying. It was, I had no idea what I was going to do and how I was going to get through all this. And it was in 2011 that I met Mahendra Kumar Trivedi, Guruji, who's my spiritual teacher. And I believe divine led me, because I always, as a young child, my mother always taught us about prayer and And that's what I believe got me through everything is divine, is God. Because I used to pray every day before I even did an exam or any of that sort of stuff. I would always pray, and that's who I looked up to. And my Guruji is the highest form of consciousness on this planet today. And I was so deep. I was so deeply blessed because I was on this, on a summit, international summit, led by Natalie Ledwell. And Guruji was on that summit speaking. And he was sharing all about the science that he's been a part of and the experiments with agriculture and all the things that he does. I was so inspired by his words and just his beingness that I saw this this dates and a place of where he was going to be, and he was going to be up in Kelowna, BC. So I immediately told my sister, because I don't drive, and she would drive, and it took a little convincing on my part to get her to drive because it was so far away, and she was going through her own things. And so she agreed finally to drive, and we went up to Kelowna, BC, and met with Guruji. And oh my gosh, I knew in that moment, this was the greatest gift for my blessing with Guruji. He's a being. He's not a person. He's a being. And just the way he speaks and through his discourses is just profound. I never experienced anything like that in my life. And even receiving blessings from Darren, I mean, the tears literally would just roll. I mean, I had no control over it. It would just come through me. It was like I was with divine. And, I know that my life is such a different place today, all because of Guruji in my life, of divine. I believe it's my spirit is being led to do everything. And I just go with whatever comes. And I have this incredible calmness today that I've never experienced. I mean, I remember when I was young, I had this patience level that I can't even describe. But then going through all those things that in life, that journey brought that part of the journey that came into my life that I needed to experience, it's brought me back now to more of that calmness, that patience, that depth of love that just, it's so profound. I can't even describe it in words. And that anxiety level, I don't feel that. I just feel such great, profound gratitude for every experience, for everything that has come on my path, because I believe everything has a message, has knowledge to gain, that we can gain from and grow from. It's all there for our spirit's growth, the growth of our spirit, to become closer and closer to that, to divine. It's really where I believe I'm being led. And I'm so very grateful every day.
That's a really beautiful way to describe it. So I want to switch gears a little bit. You are the president of the Women of Global Change in Vancouver, British Columbia, and you first became an ambassador for them. What inspired you to become an ambassador for the Women of Global Change?
Yes, absolutely. So what inspired me was, well, doing all of the volunteer work that I did over the years and caring for all the people that I have. I've learned so much from every person through the organization I work for, the Community Living Society, caring for vulnerable populations, and doing service projects where I did go with the Women of Global Change to Jamaica. And I've gone to Mexico where we refurbished schools. They were in Jamaica. They were going to close down a school because it wasn't up to code. And so I was so grateful for that opportunity to take my son with us as well, where he could experience what it felt like in a third world country and gain knowledge for himself. And experience what it feels like to give back to a community. And that school was refurbished with a whole group of leaders that came together. It's about collaboration of like-minded people and just who care and who want to give back and make an impact in a community and for the world. It was such a beautiful, profound experience, the volunteer work with the hospital and receiving the highest award for a number of hours as a junior volunteer. I did get that, and that really inspired me too. How I met Shelley Hunt. Shelley Hunt is the founder of the Women of Global Change. And I met her at a place called CEO Space, which is like a Disneyland for business owners. At that time in my life, I didn't have a business, and I didn't even know, I had children's stories. So I was looking to find a way to publish these children's stories. And that's where I met Shelley Hunt. She saw something in me that I didn't even know existed. And I'm so grateful to Shelley because she has mentored me and she still is there in my life. And I'm so grateful to her because she took the time and she saw, as I said, something in me that I didn't even see in myself. And she helped me write two books, and she guided me through that process. And that's how I came up with SoulPath, with her mentorship. And then I always have a deep devotion and loyalty to people who really care and who give from their hearts. And I've always loved doing service. That's something that lives within me. It's always about giving. And that's how I ended up becoming the chapter president, because Shelley, she's encouraged me. She says, you know, you would make a really good chapter president. And I always, as I say, I love doing service. I love helping a community and I love children. And our mission is to help our children and parents, single parents or low income parents. And we're here to serve a need. Wherever there's a need, we're here to serve. And maybe it's there's a room that needs to be refurbished, or maybe the children need to care packages, whatever it is, we're here to serve and give back to our community, to give to our community, to help these children have quality of life and their families. Because when we impact the children, we're impacting their family as well. And we're here just to serve, and we're looking for members, and we're looking for board members, whomever. We're here for you too, because it's through collaboration, it's working together as a team that we can bring a quality of life to others.
That's really beautiful. And everything you're talking about it's about being a heart-centered leader. Why do you think being a heart-centered leader is so important in the world today?
Being a heart-centered leader is so important because it's when we come from a place of truth, being loyal, being caring, being honest, having gratitude, coming from a place of love, devotion, inspiration, motivation. When we're coming from those places, from that place of truth, that beauty, that purity, we can make a change on this planet. Because we're here not from a place of ego. We're here from a place of truth, of beauty. And we can make a positive impact from that place of patience, compassion. It's just such a beautiful place. And when we share our gifts, because we all came with gifts on this planet. And when we discover what our true gifts are, what a beautiful place we can have by sharing those gifts with each other. Because when we share, that builds community. And share our knowledge, share our gifts. We can collaborate and help each other and make a difference in this world.
So with that, I wanted to know, like, when you talk with people or work with people, I think that you're like a living, walking example of someone who is showing by example how to be a heart-centered leader. So if you were going to mentor someone, how would you help them discover that unique purpose and help them engage in this positive action in their lives?
So what I would do is I'd really listen to that person and really get to know what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are. And weaknesses are our strengths, because we can always work on them and get better and learn from every experience and to discover what our true gifts are, because we all have them. What are we excited about doing? What is it that brings passion to us? How can we get better at something that we love to do and just keep building that courage and doing that passionate thing that we're excited about and learning from those times where we may have had a disappointment? Learn from them and keep getting up and going for what it is that we want to achieve, and just never stop. Because life is about growth. It's consistent growth throughout our entire life. From the moment we were born to the time we leave this planet, we're constantly growing. We're changing. We're evolving. Our perceptions are changing. Our thoughts are changing. Our beliefs even change. We are constantly changing. Our bodies, our physicality changes. Nothing stays the same. So I'm just so inspired and motivated, and it's my devotion to divine. That's what I believe I'm here to do, is just to come from a place of devotion and serve divine.
So Intharani, can you think back through your life of any stories that you can share that, or maybe someone you have admired or someone that you've actually helped mentor and how they've grown by working with you or being with you?
Absolutely. I've worked with many special needs people. And I remember this one lady, her name was Izzy. And Izzy would not, she wouldn't want to leave her home. She would always want to, stay indoors. So through time, I encouraged her and got her all excited. And she loved dressing up. She'd dress up to the T, put all these jewelry on her arms and necklaces. And we would go to music class. And then there were times where, she had her days. She wasn't going to leave the house. She always looked forward to seeing me every day. Every time I'd come in, she'd be all excited. Let's go. So she'd want to go to music, and she'd want to go to, pottery class. And it's because of her that we ended up going to pottery class, that I ended up learning how to be an artist, art facilitator, because I didn't like art at that time in my life. I had no idea how to do art. But she inspired me because this is the only place she went. This was her job. And I had to learn how to support her in her job and help her create things that were saleable. And boy, was it ever a learning curve. I learned so much about pottery and art. And she became one of the best sellers of her work. So it was she just inspired me so much. And we had just the best time. And even when she got more ill, couldn't leave her home, I created a baking program in her home, and we invited her friends to come to her home and bake with her. So there's always something we could do and to create. And I learned how to become even more creative in my life. And I have so many stories. I even have another fellow that I worked with who is nonverbal communication systems. And this is so funny. The first time I learned about his communications, he had this book, black book, and in it was only swear words. I was like, I'm not going to use this. I'm not going to communicate like this. And so I learned how to communicate with him because he used, yes was clicking of the teeth and no was sticking the tongue out. And so I learned his yeses and nos. And it's about learning how people communicate, because every person communicates. Doesn't matter who you are. We all have abilities, and we have the ability to communicate. And I really enjoyed learning from him. And he became more verbal as I got to know his communication system. We would do the alphabet A to Z, consonants and vowels. And he used sticking his tongue out and clicking his teeth for yes. And I discovered words with him, and he started becoming more verbal. And it was just the most beautiful experience, because I was even able to have conversations over the phone with him. So it was just profound. I'm so blessed for every person that's come on my path. I've learned so much from them, and I just am just so grateful. Thank you so much.
It's so interesting, because the gift of communication is something that if as I'm listening to you tell, you know, from the entire interview, it's all about communication and the effort that you put into communicating with someone where other people may have just not taken the time to communicate with that gentleman and to learn how he was able to say yes and no and to use different sounds and different techniques to communicate. But you actually took the time. And like you said, you were even able to talk to him over the phone. And that means over the phone, that tells me that you were not able to see him. Is that right?
Correct.
So it's like Intharania rule is it's communication seems to be the big key. You wrote the book called The Soul Path. And so how does connecting to your soul path help people leave an impactful legacy? Can you just talk a little bit about what that is exactly?
Yeah. So when you're living from your soul path is a journey. It's getting to really understand who we are, our own awareness of ourselves and the world around us. And as we gain clarity on who we are and really work on our own selves, because there's so much to learn about ourselves and really understand about ourselves. And the more we grow our own level of consciousness and elevate our own awareness through our own experiences and the understanding and the depth, because everything has depth to it. Doesn't matter what it is. There's deeper and deeper levels to everything. And as we go deeper into understanding our own thoughts, our own awarenesses, and raising our level of consciousness, we can definitely leave a greater impact in this world. And I'm so grateful every day that I have the Trivedi Guruji in my life, Guruji Trivedi in my life, because that is how I have elevated my own level of consciousness. I would never have. I'm that 0.01% in this world, and without Guruji, I honestly would not be where I am today. And I'm so grateful. And of course, the understanding of every experience on this journey of life, be it good or bad, it's all there. It's all there for the evolution of my own spirit. And we're all spirits on this planet. And within every one of us exists love, patience, calmness. And it all exists within us. It's just to really understand who we are and that depth of who we are.
So, Intharani, if somebody's been inspired with your work and your different teachings. What's the best way to connect with you? And do tell us a little bit more about where they can find some of your work, your books, and other information also.
Yes. So you can contact me at intharani@intharani.com. That's my email. Go to intharani.com, which is my website, and you could see some my books there. And I'm also on Amazon. My books are there as well. And I'd love to hear from you.
Also, can you give us a little bit more where people could find Women of Global Change? They have a website also, right?
Yes. It's www.womenofglobalchange.com. The Women of Global Change, I believe it is.
Okay. And so just to wrap it up, is there anything that you'd just like to add about what you hope to be your legacy?
Yes, my legacy is to continuously grow myself, because the greater I expand and grow myself, the more useful I will be in this world. And that's how I know I can leave a greater impact in this world. And my legacy is my mission is to speak more and share my message with the world and to the masses. And that's what I hope and dream for.
Well, thank you so much, Intharani. Everyone, we've been speaking with Intharani O'Rourke, and she is the president of the Vancouver, British Columbia Women of Global Change. Reach out to her. She's got a lot of books, a lot of information. And as you heard her, I would reach out and talk to her, because I bet she can help you with some insight in how to find your purpose and to leave the legacy that you're meant to have in your life. Everyone, this is Dr. Tammy Patzer. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio. To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.